The success of our society proves that our system works, but maybe we forgot to teach our young folks that wealth is achieved by helping people to get what they want. So, if no one has yet taught you how the game is played in the big leagues, well, guess what? Now, it's your turn. Here's our rallying cry. There's a billionaire locked inside you. The key to freedom is information. The kind of information you find here on the Money Man Report. Now, here's today's host. Here's the Money Man. Here's Dan Frischberg.
In the last video, I told you how some people made themselves into the richest people in the world, certainly the richest people in Texas, by being smart and using long-term options to convert a little bit of money into a lot of money. Now, I want to tell you somebody else who used a very similar trick, and this guy was the inspiration for me. His name is Kirk Kerkorian. Now, Kerkorian was a high school dropout. He wasn't educated at all, but he was very smart. He knew that World War II was about to start. He didn't want to be in the inventory. He didn't want to be in the infantry. And so what he did was he joined the Air Force. And he learned how to be a pilot. And he never did get into the infantry. But at the end of World War II, he went back to Las Vegas, where he was from, and he bought some old surplus Army bombers. And he used them to transport stuff. He used them as transport planes. And he started to make a little bit of money. Now, Kerkorian saw mostly everything in Las Vegas was downtown. That was where all the tourist stuff was. But he saw how cool the Strip was. The Strip in Las Vegas is where all the good stuff is now. And he saw it, and he wanted to build the International Hotel, what is now the International Hotel. And he wanted to build it, but he didn't really have the resources. But what he did was he took $200,000, which he had saved up. That was all the money he had in the world. And he traded it for an option to buy 80 acres of prime land right there on the Strip, around where MGM Grand is now, where all the cool stuff is. So he took that $200,000. He had the option to buy that land for a couple of million dollars. Nothing was really on it, but he had the vision of what it could be. Things were just starting to get built on the Strip. Now, armed with the exclusive right to buy that land and to build hotels on it, he was able to go around and raise money to build a hotel, which eventually became the International. He retained about 35% of that hotel building company for himself, and he raised $30 million. Now, that meant that his net worth right now, before they did anything, was $9 million, and he had turned that $200,000 into $9 million before they did anything. But they did build the International Hotel, and then they built more hotels. When Kerkorian died, he died with $16 billion, which he left to his grandchildren. But while he was doing this, he took the same idea and did it again. And watching Kerkorian was the inspiration for me. Here's what was happening. He was making a little bit of money. He loved movies in Hollywood. So what he did was he went and he took an option to make a movie. He got this scriptwriter who had had a couple of hit movies, made an option to buy this script. He bought a script to make a movie. And then he went and got Clark Gable and took an option with Clark Gable to have Clark Gable star in the movie. And then he went and hired another popular woman actress who was not of the caliber of Clark Gable, but she was well known. So with the script and with Clark Gable, of course, it was easy for him to run around and raise the money. He raised enough money to build, of course, MGM Studios. And he made that movie. And you'll see later in life, you see him sitting around having lunch with guys like Frank Sinatra and those guys. He loved to be a star. Anyway, he knew how to do that trick. And Kerkorian died with $16 billion. His family will be rich forever because he understand how to use these long-term options. Now, the word options, we use that because in 1997, the market makers started to issue long-term options on companies that had stock on the New York Stock Exchange. And so you were able to do the same kind of deal that Kirk Kerkorian did. This is something you have to learn how to do it. You have to learn how to make these acquisitions, and you have to learn how to pick the companies where the opportunities are. So that's the story here. In the next story, I'm going to tell you another great guy who made himself very rich using the same tactic. And I use it every day today. I can tell you that the MGM Grand that Kerkorian built way back then, we were able to take MGM in March of 2020, right when COVID was there and nobody was coming to Las Vegas. And MGM stock was down around $10, $12. And I thought at that time, this is the best real estate deal in the world right now, because we knew the world was going to recover. We knew people were going to be back to Las Vegas. We were able to buy options on MGM Grand, the best piece of real estate in the world, to my way of thinking. And it made, in 1 year, more than nine times our money. That is, it turned $10,000 into $90,000. In just a matter of months. All inspired by that same idea that I got from Kirk Kerkorian. So next time, I'm going to tell you another story just as good of another guy who made himself rich, another guy who made himself famous using that same technique. If you want to learn more about this, click on the QR code at the end of this video, or follow the link. We'll see you soon.
This has been Now It's Your Turn with the Money Man, Dan Frischberg. If today's program piqued your interest, there's a video link and QR code on this page for a free workshop that'll teach you a lot more, or you can find it on Dan's website. Just look for themoneyman.com/golden rule investing. That's themoneyman.com/golden rule investing. Now, if you're only hearing the audio, everybody agrees it's much more exciting and easier to follow on video. There's nothing to it. Just go to YouTube and type in The Money Man Report. You'll see that QR code and the link right there for that free workshop. And by the way, if you subscribe, you'll be personally notified every time we produce a new video. So we'll see you next time. If you missed anything, all this info resides in one place where Dan Frischberg lives. The address is themoneyman.com. It's all one word, themoneyman.com.